Thanks for downloading the Friday Night Comedy Podcast from Radio 4. If you want to find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/Radio 4. But not before you listen to this week's Now Show. It's called Topical for a reason, you know.
Thanks for downloading the Friday Night Comedy Podcast from Radio 4. If you want to find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/Radio 4. But not before you listen to this week's Now Show. It's called Topical for a reason, you know.
So, it's been a week of people leaving or threatening to. Firstly, various people left Barclays Bank. On Monday, they thought they could satisfy public anger over interest rate fixing by getting rid of their chairman, Marcus Aegeus. It didn't work. But then that's what happens if you employ a Roman senator to run a bank.
So, it's been a week of people leaving or threatening to. Firstly, various people left Barclays Bank. On Monday, they thought they could satisfy public anger over interest rate fixing by getting rid of their chairman, Marcus Aegeus. It didn't work. But then that's what happens if you employ a Roman senator to run a bank.
Tory backbenchers want an immediate, straightforward, in-or-out referendum on Europe. But David Cameron is also playing it cunning. He's adopted a sophisticated position on the subject.
We must realise that if we say out, we lose the benefits of the single market, while if we say in, we lose our negotiating position of neither being in or out and threatening to pull out unless they give us what we want to stay in. So the sensible thing is to stay out of the out or in debate, but in the debate to renegotiate staying in by opting out, which is flexible because it doesn't rule anything either in or out from being out or in. And I think that position is clear.
Tory backbenchers want an immediate, straightforward, in-or-out referendum on Europe. But David Cameron is also playing it cunning. He's adopted a sophisticated position on the subject. We must realise that if we say out, we'll lose the benefits of the single market, while if we say in, we'll lose our negotiating position of either being in or out and threatening to pull out unless they give us what we want to stay in. So the sensible thing is to stay out of the out-or-in debate, but in the debate to renegotiate staying in by opting out, which is flexible because it doesn't rule anything either in or out from being out or in, and I think that position is clear.